Welcome to everyone in the house, those that are viewing. Do you know what today is? Do you know what today is? Do you know what today is? This is the greatest, most incredible day of your life. You believe it? Stand with me in the house. Say, this is a day that God has made. It's the greatest day of my life. Say it. This is the day that God has made. It's the greatest day of my life. It's far more important to move heaven. And I know we talk a lot about that, and we're going to continue as we do. Because the Word says in James, it says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father, or the Father of lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows. He chooses to give us birth through the Word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruit of all He created. I mean, that just staggers my mind. Of everything that God has made, what He's saying right here, He's saying, you're something unlike anything I've ever made before. You're the first of your kind. Now, how many know God's been around a while? And when God says, you're the first of your kind, I mean, that moves me. And this is really important. What moves you? What moves you gives you an idea. It discerns the soil, meaning your heart. David, man of God, the Word says he was a man after God's own heart, would pray things like, create in me a clean heart. Oh God, renew a right spirit within me. David walked so powerfully. He was called a prophet. Did you know that? David was considered a prophet because he spoke prophetically. Even when he was praying, asking God to move on him, he prayed prophetically. The power that was initiated, that was responsible for David standing so strongly in the Lord, is he constantly checked his heart. He looked at the soil. Remember, soul and soil are the same thing. You put a seed in the soil and it grows. God says, Jesus talked about a parable and he said, the seed I'm talking about is the Word of God, and it's sown in soil. And what is our soil? Our heart, our mind. What does the Word say? God searches the heart. He searches by His Spirit in the heart. And then, so how do we make that heart right? It's real simple. You have dominion over this body. Sunday, I have a word for you I'm excited about. I believe it's going to change your world about everything. Good, evil. It's going to be an eye-opener. I'm excited for Sunday. And this is a prelude into that word. Okay, this is the next level where we go. But God looks at the heart. We know that. The Word says God searches the heart. So I want you to pray with me. Will you pray with me? Say, oh yeah. Be excited to pray with me. Say, Father, create in me right now a clean heart. Oh God, renew the right kind of spirit within me. Make me soil so every good gift that comes to me grows through me. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. There's a new rain in the earth. A new rain. You know what rain does? Rain speaks. Rain speaks to the earth. Rain tells the earth that what is lying dormant needs to come alive. We just celebrated Resurrection Sunday, and we learned that the blood of Jesus made the earth alive. Life is in the blood, and life is in the blood of Jesus. And when His blood touched the soil, all the dead in the earth went away, and it gave root to the dawning of a new day. God's doing a new thing in you. This is Prophetic Wednesday, and you're going to receive based on the preparation of your ear and your heart to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. And then keep this in mind. I want to inundate you. I want to overwhelm you with the goodness of the Lord tonight. The Word says that God wills to do abundantly beyond all we could ask or think. And He says His thoughts towards us are more than we could number. Good thoughts. Thoughts to bless us. Thoughts to prosper us. Thoughts to increase us. You know that joy doesn't just come on you. Peace doesn't just come on you. It doesn't just come on you. It's a seed that grows out of you. And if you call for the rain, God, rain the seed of joy. Rain on the seed of joy in me. Let it come out of me. When you're joyful, the world looks different. You have more temperance. You have more self-control. Very, very important. But it's not contrived. It's not put on. It's not something you're forcing. It's something that's forcing you. You know when you're being moved by the Spirit, when you're being moved by the Spirit. So joy doesn't just come on you. People get discouraged because they're like, God, give me joy, give me joy. No, joy is a seed. That's right, Tony. Joy is a seed on the inside that grows out of you. God said, we just read it. He said, you are a creature unlike anything I've made. The heavens are glorious. The heavens are incredible. But you're different. You're a different kind. You're a different creation. And the Word says that God, it pleases Him to cause this creation to bear the fruit, to yield the fruit of the Father. And He literally says this. He says, this is how God is glorified. He's glorified when you start bearing fruit, bearing fruit, bearing fruit. So we're more blessed when we try to move heaven. How can you move heaven? Well, the Word says, the kingdom of God, when they asked Jesus, where's the kingdom? He literally said these words. In the Greek, it's the kingdom of God is in your grasp. And He said, if someone tells you to wait for a day or to look over here or to look over there, He said, don't believe them. They're not talking about my kingdom. My kingdom abides on the inside of you. And He wants you to know. That's the whole point. He wants you to know. And it's the, remember the Word says, when you don't have understanding, that's the time that the seed gets trampled on and gets stolen. Just because you don't understand. Now, why wouldn't I understand? Because you have to have the soil, the heart, the mind. God, help me to grow. Teach me to grow. Teach me to grow in peace. Grow, peace doesn't just come on you. And if you're waiting for peace to come on you, you may be waiting a long time. Joy doesn't just come on you. You might be waiting a long, long time. It all comes out of you. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's far more empowering to try to move the heavens. What do you mean? Jesus said, whatever you release from the earth, I'll release from the heavens. But I created you. James says, God is talking. He says, I made you a first fruit of all that I have created. There's never been anything like you before. This is the dawning of a brand new day. And then the scriptures in the Old Testament, we hear where God says, I'm doing a new thing. And it's going to spring forth. It is. It is. God says, my word that I sow in the earth, He said, it will not return void. It won't. So everything God has said to you, every word God has sown in your spirit, every word God has revealed to you, every promise that has become a revelation to you, every single word has to come alive. You can't escape it because God Almighty, the Father of lights, the Father of truth, the Creator of all, He said, my word will not return unto me void. But He said, it will, it will, it will, it will accomplish that which I have purposed. This is that day. You believe it? Give the Lord a shout and say, yeah! Something new is happening to me. Say it. Clap your hands, all you people. shout unto God. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout. Yeah. When you stir the soil, when you till the soil, compacted soil is called dead dirt. There's literally a thing. It's called dead dirt. And the reason it's dead is it won't absorb the nutrients, it won't absorb the water, so it can't absorb the sun because there's nothing to absorb. But when the earth yields its treasure, its secrets, and there's so much in that. And remember, where did you come from? In the genesis of time, how did God make you? Pulled you out of the earth, but he made the earth first. Then he pulled you out. Everything that God does, he transforms. He changes it from one thing to another. It's called from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And the more comfortable you become with the transformation and the change, the more joy is going to come out of you. The human nature, in a sense, that the carnal mind runs from change. How many know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you just get comfortable. Have you ever said, I just don't like change? I don't like change. And when you see something challenging your faith, James said, listen, if you get this revelation, get excited. He said, nothing bad's about to happen. He said, God is preparing you so you're absolutely complete and you're not lacking anything. I hear this word today so strongly. I mean, for the last few months, I keep hearing the Spirit of God saying, just tell them. Tell them it's going to happen. So I'm just going to tell you, it's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. If Bartimaeus got it because he knew it's going to happen. I mean, I'm not listening to the disciples tell me to shut up because I know it's going to happen. And what's going to happen is bigger and better than anything on the outside, any voice. But what it did is it made him pursue Jesus the more. Just like when the two blind men were pursuing Jesus and he didn't stop, he didn't answer them. There was a time he did, but this time he didn't. He kept going. He went inside. Blind men. You don't have to know where you're going. You just have to trust God. He's leading you there. You don't have to understand everything. You just have to know the Lord will give you the understanding. He'll stir your heart. And when you start walking and thinking that way, you start praising and clapping the Lord, not because you saw something happen, but because you're moved inside. And what you're saying is, God, I'm tilling the soil. I'm breaking up that compacted soil. So you can, your word, just like he said, I sow my word in your heart. It's going to grow out of me. You're going to change me. I won't think the way I was thinking. What made me afraid won't make me afraid anymore. I won't even realize that it's there. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? I know you're with me. I know something better is going to happen. Something great is going to happen to you today. Do you believe it? Shout, yeah! This is the season, and there is no reason that you cannot speak the word of the Lord and prophesy. You're proven by prophecy. God gives you a word, and he says, hold on to me. Don't let it go. I'm going to show, and I'm going to show you good. I'm going to show you strong that my word is alive in you. You are not dead to me, and I am alive in you, and I will cause the fruit that I have purposed for you to bear. You'll bear it. Absolutely. The kingdom of God declares it. The fruit of the Spirit of God will come out of you. That thing you've been believing that God spoke to you, that dream he's given you, that vision, that word he's put in your heart, he keeps moving you and nudging you in the direction to walk in faith. Let me till the soil of your heart, and I'm telling you, my word will not return to me void, says the Spirit of wonder, but it will do and produce exactly what I have called it to, and you will glorify the Lord, saying, look and see, the Lord has done it. This is that day. Lift your voice and shout, yes, it is. In Matthew 6 and verse 10, again, What the Spirit of the Lord directed me to do tonight is to overwhelm you with confidence in the Spirit, to make you aware of the Spirit of faith, the faith of God. You don't just have the faith of man anymore. You have the faith of Jesus Christ. There was a time the word of God came and came and came. And remember, God said, they don't hear me. He said, they're dead. He said, I've come to them. I've called them. He said, I would have drawn them under my wing like a hen would her brood. But he said, and I could have kept them from a lot. He said, but they wouldn't. And he said, disaster is going to come. And people are going to overwhelm you and trample you. And it's going to feel desolate. He says, because you have not acknowledged the hour, the day of my visitation. It's really important that we acknowledge this is the day. And Paul said, listen, when I start looking at what my life was before and what people did and said and the people that have failed, he said, I couldn't get it. And he said, and I don't claim to comprehend everything. So you don't have to. He said, but one thing I found, there's one thing I do. He says, I'm forgetting everything about anything that makes me feel like where I'm going is impossible or what God wants to do can't happen. Paul said, that's the key. He said, I've learned to forget. How? By only remembering the future God has set before me. You don't have to try to forget. Just let your mind be filled with the memory of what God has said. God is going to bring the word to pass. And he said, I will to bless you. He said, my thoughts about you and towards you are so many and so much. He said, you couldn't comprehend them. So how overwhelmed could we possibly be with the favor of the Lord? And not only so, but we're literally called to be a witness in the world that God is doing the miraculous through you. God wants to overwhelm you with praise. He wants to overwhelm you with joy. So you just see the hand of God doing one thing after another, after another, after another, after another. My wife told me, I don't know how many people, but someone recently just said, I keep getting blessed. What's going on? What's happening? When you consecrate yourself to hear the word of the Lord and you forget the pride, the arrogance, the strife, the bitterness, the hatred, the jealousy, stop forgetting about the prayers you think didn't get answered. They did get answered. They did get answered. They did get answered. And you need to say that. God's answered every prayer I've ever prayed. I want you to say that. God's answered every prayer I've ever prayed. Even if I prayed amiss, He still answered me according to His will. If you prayed for a yes and God said no, that was still an answer to your prayer, and God protected you. He kept you from things. How many times have you said, thank God that didn't happen? Come on, thank God that prayer wasn't answered. But even when you prayed wrong, God still answered you. He still answered you. He answered you with the right answer. He protected you in your future. God watches over your future. And the host of heaven, the angels of God, watch over your future. They're excited about you. And the word says that. They're excited about you. They watch with anticipation because you are, as God said, you're a creature of His kind, a first fruit of His kind. And they want the same thing we want. I want to know more about you. I want to see you in your glory. When Jesus came, He was known in a way He had never been known before. He was revealed. What do you think? And He said this to you. He said, all you've seen me do, you're going to do. But He said, there's so much more. He called it greater. Greater things than you've even seen. The invisible power of God in you is not invisible at all. It may be invisible to you, but people can feel it. Your family will get saved. It doesn't matter how resistant they are, how bound they've been. It doesn't matter. Because God said, I'll make you a witness. Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, I'm going to make you a witness for me. Sometimes we get so caught up in what dollars, dimes, and pennies do and don't come in and go out. But Jesus said, if you will seek first the kingdom, we try to move the earth. We're not called to move the earth. We're called to move the heavens. As He said, set your mind on things above. We should be so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good. I'm all right with that. Because if I'm no earthly good, God's going to take care of what I'm not good enough to do. If I'm heavenly minded, the word says every good, every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness. We just really, 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 really do. God, I just have to give God all the praise, not some of it, all the praise. I don't give any praise to evil. Don't give any praise to darkness. I don't give any praise to any evil men. My mind isn't set on what people can't do or shouldn't do. My mind is set on what God says we are to do, what He has done, what's going to be done through you. For your mind was with the joy of the Lord. You have control over what comes in and out of your mind and how it affects you. You have that kind of power. Again, Sunday, I'm going to release something to you that's going to change your world, I believe, for the rest of your lives. God has opened a door in the heavens of God, and this is the plowing for that word right here, right now. God only wants to bless me. David said, "The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want." He said, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside stilled waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Listen how he prayed. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it doesn't matter because God is with me. His rod, His staff, His correction," was what he was saying. "In His direction, they comfort me. They don't hurt me. They help me. He makes a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And even there, He causes my cup of joy and anointing to overflow." And then he said, "Only goodness, only the goodness of God." You're living by your faith. You're believing a lot of things into your life that shouldn't be there. Only goodness and mercy. I believe only for good. I believe only for good. What if is not a part of my life? God said the yes and amen. That's who he is. That's why we say something like, "I'm a yes and amen, man." That's who I am, man. If you're a woman, you can be in a yes and amen, man, because we came out of each other. Man came out of woman, and then woman came out of man, and then man came out of woman. All the blessing of the Lord descend upon you. All the blessing of God be poured out in, through, and to you. All the blessing of the Lord pour out on you. Pull in on heaven. That's the way we pray. Not in the distance, up close and personal. As the word says in the Greek, the kingdom of God is in your grasp. That's what Jesus said. That's why we do this. It's a representation. It's this close. That's our faith. Say it. I'm a yes and amen man. That's who I am, man. A yes and amen man. Say it, come on. That's who I am, man. Yes and amen man. We call for the glorious transforming power of God to take every season of your life, and produce the fruit of joy, the fruit of peace. The Spirit of the Lord fill you and unction you with such power and authority. You may not see it. You may not even sense it. But God has made you a light and a witness so people know it. They get in your presence and they say, "Man, there's something about you." Come on, you've had it. If I've had it happen many times, you've had it happen. There's something about you. I feel something. I like being around you in your presence. It seems like I just feel God. They'll cry in the presence of the Lord. They'll worship with you. Your movements will become their movements. Because when we're in unity with the kingdom of God, our movements take dominion in the earth and people just start surrendering. That's what happened to the Hebrew boys when they came to the furnace. They were just obedient to God and the Spirit of the Lord was on them. When they came out, the king said, "You're going to serve this God. Anybody speaks against their God, you're in big trouble." We have that power in the earth. And since Jesus came, the earth is more alive than it's ever been, which means every word God has spoken to you will come alive in you and produce through you the joy, the peace, the blessing of the Lord. You can't help but increase to the glory of God. You can't help but be filled with the word of prosperity and increase. You can't help but be a witness that the Lord has blessed His people. You believe that? Shout Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variation. It doesn't change like shadow. Shadows move, but God doesn't. And then disciples said, how do we pray? Jesus said, when you pray, he said, pray like this. Pray, Holy Father, holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Notice, he didn't say, pray that you get to my kingdom. And someday you will. But maybe sooner than you think. I don't mean you're going to die. Well, kind of, to yourself. But he said, when you pray, this is Jesus saying, this is how I want you to talk to my Father. This is what I want you to say. Your kingdom come. He could have said, pray that you get to heaven really fast. Pray that I come back really quickly. But he didn't. He said, pray your kingdom come. And your will be done in the earth. Interesting, right? Your will be done in the earth. Why? Because he said so. I'll tell you Sunday. Your will be done in the earth. Say, I'm earth. And every seed of God has to grow in me. It has to bear fruit. God is joy. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. He's called the Mighty One. He's called the Lord of Glory. He's anointed with joy, peace, joy, love. Everything that Jesus is should be growing out of you. He said, I have to go. I'm sending you the comfort of the Holy Spirit. He's going to seek the deep things of God. He's going to bring them to you. He's going to reveal them. So he said, pray the kingdom of God is manifest in me. So let's do that right now. Come on. Father, your kingdom come in this earth. Your will be done in this earthen vessel, just like it is in heaven. Let your kingdom be manifest in me. Your word, and this is faith prayer, and this is prophetic word. Your word is faithful. Your word is alive. Your word has to, cannot resist. It has to. This soil cannot resist the power of your word. Your word has to come to pass in me and through me. I have to. I have to. I have to bear witness, not of my might, not of my strength, not even of my own will, but by your Spirit, says the word of the Lord. And we pull upon heaven today and we declare, hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Let the glory of the Lord be poured out in the earth. Let there be a great awakening to righteousness. Let there be an awakening to repentance. Let the Spirit of the Lord move the heart of the earth. Let heaven come down. Let the kingdom of God be manifest. Let the glory of God rain upon the seeds of promise. Let us bear fruit to the glory of God right here, right now. It begins in Jesus' name. Everyone shout, yeah! Come on, come on. No doubt. I'm a yes and amen man. That's who I am, man. A yes and amen man. Say it. That's who I am. The word teaches us in him is yes and amen. That's all God knows. That's all that he is. He's not maybe. He's not but. He's a yes and amen. What I've said, I'll bring to pass. You can take your seats, but you have to stay. You have to keep tilling the soil of your spirit. God said, every word of mine is alive. He said, my word is quick, means alive. And it's powerful. It means it's authoritative. It means it carries its own will. Just like a seed carries its own will. And then the word says, when you sow a seed, just like God has sown a seed in your life, it says you don't determine the body. We think we do. But God didn't say determine this, how it's going to turn out. He said, when you pray, pray my kingdom come, my will be done. And then we follow Jesus. He said, Father, not my will, but your will be done. Because God's will, remember he said, My thoughts are so far above your thoughts. And my ways are so far above your ways. He said, like the heaven is higher than the earth, that's how my ways are above yours. But he didn't stop there. He said, but my spirit is revealing it to you. In other words, I want these ways and I want these thoughts to be your thoughts. Now, it's not humility to talk about how weak we are. It's not humility to talk about how we wrestle. That's not humility at all. That's a haughty mind. That's a haughty spirit. The word says, don't let your thoughts exalt yourself against God. In other words, what God said about me, that's the way it is. Who and what I am is not the issue. Who he is and what he said, that's the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Today, tonight, as we speak the word of the Lord, we till the soil of your heart. We declare the word of God. The word has commissioned us to declare the year of the Lord's favor. Not the year of the Lord's disaster or the year of the Lord's anger, but the year of the Lord's favor. The blessing of the Lord, because it's more important for you to bear witness to the truth than it is for you to wrestle with self. And Jesus wrestled yourself. He overcame you. He defeated you. But in the earth, he's given you such dominion and such authority in the earth, such power to please him. You're created to please him. And when God created you, the word says we are fearfully and we're wonderfully made. That means God thought about what he was making. He left no stone unturned. He left no loose ends. He knew exactly what he was creating when he made man. He knew exactly. And the word says from before the foundation of the world, Christ was prepared, because that really is your true identity. It's no longer I that lives. Say that, it's not me. It's Christ. Think about what you're saying. It's no longer me. It's Christ living in me. I see the day of the garden of God. I see the planting of the Lord, whom we are. I see the righteousness of the Lord, that seed of righteousness that he's sown. It is no longer I that lives, but Christ. He lives in me. And the life I now live in this body, in this shell, I live by the faith of the Son of God. In other words, my faith exalts who he is. And the soil, your mind, your heart, or your soul. Soul, soil. Soil of the earth, seed grows. Soul of man, seed grows. Dead earth doesn't grow. Compacted soil doesn't grow. What do you mean? You try to resist the changes of God that he makes in your life. Paul said, don't be conformed. He said, I beseech you by the mercies of God. He said, don't be conformed to the world. I say conned into a form. Don't be lied to what form you should be. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's your soil. That's where the seed goes. The word of God is the seed, and it's sown in you, Jesus said. Joy isn't going to come on you. No one's going to give it to you. Joy doesn't exist for any one person or any multitudes of people unless it comes out of them. Joy isn't something that you can wear. Peace isn't something that you can put on. You can put on the garment of praise, but you can't put on peace. Jesus said, I leave my peace with you. I give it into you. Peace and joy and love are what come out of you. People can love you and you like that feeling. Sometimes when they stop showing you affection or emotion, then anger and hatred and bitterness comes on you. And you can say, well, they shouldn't be. It's not about that. The word literally teaches and says joy or love, in essence, conquers all things. It doesn't have a checklist. It is what it is, love. And that's something that grows out of you. And it only does because you magnify the Lord. That you can do. The one thing God doesn't have until you bring it is your praise. That's something he's given us. That's why he said, come before me, worship me, praise me. Lift up your hands and declare my name. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. That's why we do what we do in this house. Shout to God with a voice of praise. He said, sing psalms, sing hymns. That's what we do in this house. We obey the word of God. People say, oh, this is a different. They said, no, this is the word of God. This is what he said to do. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Worship him. Worship him in the beauty of who he is, in the beauty of his holiness, in the spirit of righteousness. I'm speaking to your soul. I'm speaking to your spirit tonight. Prophecy isn't just pointing your finger and telling someone what they did or what they said or a dream they had. And God's so blessed us and honored us to be able to do that over and over and over and over and over. But this word right here is a true word of prophecy. It's the revealed word of God in you. The only foothold evil has, the only thing evil can prey on, is your doubt. That's it. You have to doubt God before you sin against him. You have to doubt him before you sin against him. Adam and Eve had to doubt what God says before they sinned against him. It's harder to doubt him than it is to believe him. Say that. It's harder to doubt God than it is to believe him. And Lord, I believe you. Your word is sown in me, and it's coming alive in me. My family is getting saved. Just say that. My family's getting saved. Your sons and your daughters and your grandchildren, your husbands and your wives, they're getting saved. If we'll believe the word of God, and God said, let us make humanity in our image and in our likeness, and in the image and the likeness of God created he them, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and he said, be fruitful and multiply. And he said, take dominion and subdue the earth. Big word. Big word. He meant what he said, and he never changed it. Then Jesus came and made our spirits alive. He didn't just forgive us of our sin. He taught us how not to think about it. Paul says, he said, when I looked at the law, the scriptures tell us, when I looked at the law, he said, then sin raised up in me. Why? Because you were looking at sin. And the law was not sin, but you're looking at the sin of yourself. And the word says, when they brought an offering before God every year, God said that what they remembered wasn't their forgiveness. What they were remembering was their sin. And it kept and kept piling up on them until they overwhelmed and it killed them. It says the law was good. The law was the word of God. But it couldn't be kept by dead soil. And Jesus said, you were dead in your sins and your trespasses. So Jesus said, I'm going to make you alive. I'm going to make you a different creature than there has ever been before. A redeemed creature. And God has determined who you are. When we are born again and we begin to think about who we are in him, your best, stop saying, I'm going to do better. No, you won't. You're looking again at your sin. You're saying, I'm going to do better. You're thinking about your weakness. Just say, he's doing great in me. He's great in me. It's not I that lives. It's Christ that lives in me. You're battling something. Don't say, I'm going to do better. You can repent. But then go on. The word says there's a time where we stop this repentance from these elementary thoughts. And I preach repent all the time, for the kingdom of God is at hand. But then you have to move on. You have to believe God is so, so good, so present. And your soil has been prepared. That's why David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit in me. And then he'd go and attack a giant. He'd go and win a great battle. He'd walk in the favor of the living God because he believed God is faithful and that God hears him and God answered him. You believe the same. Hebrew boys, throw us in the furnace. We know you're a powerful king. You literally rule the earth. We don't care. We're not going to bow down to your ideas. That's what Paul was saying in the New Testament. Don't be conformed. Don't be conned into a form. Don't be conned into an idea. Don't be afraid of what this generation looks like. Don't fear the youth. Don't fear this gender collision. God's going to make it right. But he wants someone in the earth to believe God. All things are going to work together for good. Romans 8:28. Because I love you. I love you. And I know I love you. You have a vessel here. And I'm created for your purpose. I'm going to bless people around me. I'm going to bless my friends. I'm going to bless my family. I'm going to bless my church. I'm going to bless my children. Whoever God's given me, I'm going to be a blessing. I'm going to be known as the man and the woman that just is a blessing to the work of God. I'm going to be a blessing to the, when words come out of my mouth, they're going to be, blessed is the Lord. And the more you do that, you do it once, it works every time. And as you continue to do that, your mind doesn't feel better, it becomes renewed. Your soul becomes new. Your soil and soul, remember, same thing. For you, it's soul, but it's soil. It's where the seed of God comes. It's the heart, the mind. Every time you do that, you till it, you make it fertile, because by the word of God, it's being made alive. The word of the Lord is quick, alive, and powerful, and it's producing fruit in you. Joy will come on you. Joy will come out of you, and you'll never lose it. Peace will come out of you, and you'll never lose it. Wisdom will come out of you. Paul said, I pray for you continually that the spirit of wisdom and revelation would come on you, that you may know him better. What we have to do is just get hungry. I don't want to feel better. I want to feel glorious. I want to feel like God's mind feels. My mind's higher. My thoughts are higher. He wasn't trying to say, you're way down there, you little worthless, and I'm what he was saying, but I want to bring it to you. But he said, but the Spirit of the Lord is, my spirit is revealing my thoughts. The mind of Christ be within me. The thoughts of God. Jesus said, everything I say and everything I do, he said, God's thinking through me. God's thinking through me. I stood up here a few nights ago, and I was speaking. I didn't even prepare what I had spoken. I was sitting here, and I prayed to the Lord afterwards, and I said, Lord, I was listening to you teach me through me. How great are you, O God? And instead of feeling worthless or anything, I felt incredible. And your mind isn't on who you are. It's just about him. And that's when it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. Not of works, at least any man should boast. This is the gift of God. So I prophesy over the body, everyone in the house tonight. Prophesy over our viewers tonight. Those that are watching now, those that will watch later, be inclined to the word of faith. God's raining on the seed that's in my heart. God is raining on the seed in your heart. And it's only good. Only good is going to happen to you. Only good. The rain of God is raining on the seed in your heart. The seed he's spoken to you. Maybe even seed you don't remember right now. But the Holy Spirit's going to bring to remembrance everything he said to you. I pray for the rain of God. The rain of the Spirit of the Lord. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because it's not him pouring on you, it's him pouring through you. Out of your bellies will flow rivers of life-giving water. You're a source. You're a source. You're a source. You're a source of God's living word. You're a source of God's spoken word, bringing things to pass through you. I will to do a new thing, but before I do it, God says, will I not make it known to you? Amos says, I can do no thing except I reveal my secrets to my people, or my servants, the prophets. Someone has to see it. Someone has to believe it. It has to be revealed, because it has to come out of you by faith. That's what this world is. It's a world of faith. It's a powerful place. God made it so, but it's a wonderful place. The earth is perfect. God said it. He said, I bless it. It's perfect for cultivating faith, the very thing that pleases the Father. Faith pleases God. Every time your faith is drawn on it, pleases the Father. I speak the living word of God into every fiber of your physical body, into that temple called the temple of the Holy Spirit. The word calls you the healed. People are getting healed right now. Strength into you. You'll run and not be weary. You'll walk and not faint. The Lord will strengthen you. You mount up with wings like an eagle. God lift you up right now. God encourage your spirit. Not what you can understand, not why you can figure out why, but just because God said so. God's word coming out of you. God's word growing through you and from you. Just like it was in Mary. God spoke and the seed came. And it came out of her. She didn't do anything. There was nothing legal she did. There wasn't anything she had to do except believe the word of the Lord. And she went and she said, I'll be called blessed. I'll be called blessed. I want you to say that. Say, God wants you to say it. I'll be called blessed. Blessed of the Lord. Chosen of God. I prophesy over every ear that will hear. God grow up out of you. God bear the root and the fruit of his word in and through you. You're going to dream great dreams. And if it's not a good thing, it's not of the Lord. Fear not. God's going to reveal mysteries and secrets and wonderful things to you. And you won't have to doubt, was that God? I know God can direct and instruct and correct through the word, but I'm prophesying you're going to dream a good dream. When you dream a beautiful dream, you know it's from God. And when you don't, you know it's just your mind. And you say, God's word is alive and good. Every good and every perfect, only good, perfect gift come down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variation, no shadows that change. Peace to you. How? By coming through you. John 14:27. The old King James says it like this. Jesus is speaking and he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you or into you. Not as the world gives do I give. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. You believe in the Father, believe in me too. I speak the peace of God into you. That peace is power. I speak the joy of the Lord that brings out a new song, a new hymn, a new psalm. I speak the love of the Father that conquers every moment of pain in your life. Every hurt emotion and feeling, they're only emotions driven by chemistry, fueled by the desire of the flesh. But we are not of the flesh. We are they that are born of the Spirit. And that which is born of Spirit is Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Son of the living God, the only begotten of the Father, I pray this love overwhelm you by coming through you in Jesus' name. All you can remember is the Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You make me to lie down in lush pastures. You lead me beside the quieted waters. You have restored my soul. You've made me fertile for your seed. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't be afraid because I have no reason to, because you're with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and my cup runs over because it just doesn't matter. Only goodness and mercy will follow me every day of my life. And I'm dwelling in the presence, the house, the goodness of the Lord forever.
And God, we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. The house is filled with the glory of the Lord. You're filled with the peace of God. Your strength is renewed, and something incredible is going to happen. Something incredible, something great is going to happen today. Something great is going to wake you up tomorrow. God is doing something great in you. Thus says the word and the testimony of the living God. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted. You can stand to your feet with me. Father, thank you for the dawn of a new day. Thank you for renewing, a kindling of a new mind, a new day, a new season, a new hour, a new aperture, a new window God's opened. You feel encouraged in the word tonight? You feel overwhelmed by the word of the Lord? Did you receive the word of prophecy? If you have a heart, a soil, a soul for the word, you're encouraged to strengthen, and God did a work in you. Every single thing God has said has to come to pass. This earth can't resist it. It yearns for the manifestation of the sons of God. It cries out, be revealed in the earth. Let the glory of God be manifest. In Jesus' name. Father, we pull on heaven tonight. Let's pull on heaven together. Come on. We pull upon your heavens, O God, from which every good, every perfect gift comes. We release from the earth, as you declared in the heavens, the blessing and the favor and the joy and the peace and the righteousness of God. Those people that have resisted you, resisted your words of faith, you're not going to try and force it on them. They're going to come to you. They're going to ask you to pray for them. Someone's going to ask you to pray for them. I'm talking to some specific people in the house tonight. Someone's going to ask you to pray for them. And when they do, it's like when people came to Jesus. When they ask, they're going to get their answer. And even beyond what they would imagine. But we have to be that light where people come. They want to come.